This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 13th. I'm Paul Plack. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a split decision on the value of requiring all passengers, including children under the age of two, to be properly seated and restrained in general aviation aircraft. During a meeting Tuesday at NASA headquarters in Washington, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden and Israel Space Agency Director General Zvi Kaplan signed a statement of intent to expand the agency's cooperation in civil space activities. Aerojet reports its first-of-a-kind throttleable solid-fuel ramjet has been successfully ground-tested. The fuel is being developed to provide long-range, high-speed capability for missiles. The widely followed analysts at Frost & Sullivan are saying the Russian aircraft industry faces an opportunity to penetrate the worldwide market for narrow-body airliners. Both sides are using superlatives to describe the result of Exercise Vigilant Eagle, the first joint encounter air terrorism exercise between NORAD and the Russian Air Force. The Young Eagles flight plan, rolled out recently by the EAA, includes scholarships and awards and a free EAA student membership starting in October. The NTSB reports the pilot of a Cessna 185 hauling skydivers crashed into a stand of trees while trying to save a jumper who fell partially out a door which had come open on takeoff. The Virginia Department of Aviation will present the 2010 Virginia Aviation Awards August 17th through the 20th in Virginia Beach. And the FAA has received an award for demonstrating it can spend money rapidly. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, meet Dick and Carol DeGraw, who met while motorcycle racing and now share a love of flying in amazing his and hers home-built rotorcraft. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.